Yes, a very good morning, everyone. It is the 1st of May. Yes, the 1st of May on a Wednesday. This is the Big Sports Breakfast on Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab. And as Loz gives Joshie the good old pinch and the punch, gee, it is a very big news day. I'll start with just even a couple of texts. Rabbitoh George, morning, boys. I feel sorry for JD. We have half a team that are reserve graders. The other half, excluding Cam Murray, that are playing like reserve graders. It's the board who should give themselves an uppercut for their buying and letting go of players. Morning, boys. Michael Checker to coach Souths. You heard it here first, says Michael from Lane Cove. G'day, Grubby. And boys, well, both of you, I got a photo yesterday of a shoot. A couple of models I'm working with this morning. Models, yeah. A shoot in the beautiful northern beaches or high up on the peninsula in Sydney at some ridiculous-looking property. And so your modelling career's in full swing.
Full swing.
Full swing.
It's all I'm going to say, Minnow, is it must be nice to sell clothing because, wow, that place we were at yesterday was unbelievable, wasn't it, Loz?
Morning, gentlemen. Yes, where we were yesterday was one of the most magnificent places I've ever been into. The view was stunning and the house was massive. I've never been to a house that had four greens.
Four greens. Yep.
Four greens on it? On the block.
So it was a private residence.
Yeah, private
and it
residence.
Had four golfing greens.
Four golfing greens, yeah.
So on different levels, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, different tiers.
So just some extreme golf enthusiast that just likes to putt a lot. And depending what day it is, go to that green on level one or that green up on level four.
It was a stunning. It was a stunning place. It was magnificent. Bit rainy. That was the only complaint. Bit rainy, but we got through it. Grubby was outstanding, of course.
And you've still got it, Loz, in the modelling
stakes. I worked the room.
Yeah.
Let's just say it was very natural.
I'm sure. He's got a lot of experience. He's a man to work with ET.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm very, I feel like I'm very stiff and they're always like, oh, come on, Josh, loosen up. But Loz has just got that little swagger about him. And he just owned it. He owned the floor. He had his very own personalised makeup artist. We all had to share all us other people. Loz brought his own.
Did a lot of calendars.
Yeah.
Remember how big calenders were?
Oh,
they had a calendar
for everything. They had firemen calendars, ambulance calendars. Calendars,
were
rugby league calendars,
the fireman one nude.
I think they were, but they'd cover themselves up downstairs.
It wasn't completely.
Yeah, he did a nude one.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, didn't have to show anything though. But, I enjoyed it actually.
I'm not shocked.
It's the only time I'd ever complained about getting out of there early. I wanted to hang around all day and night.
How did that meeting go? All I'll say is he's very smart, Loz. He's been around for a long time. I had to get there early, crack of dawn, sun was still peeking out. Loz turns up at 10:30, nice walk in, and then he had to leave to go to another meeting early.
Had a meeting at 1:30.
I was in the trenches all day, smiling, putting that smile on. My cheeks were hurting.
He's got experience.
He's good.
Yeah.
He's good.
And should we not unveil the company who it's for, or we'll tease everyone, or what's I'll leave that.
Well, not yet. I don't think we can announce it yet.
But it's
going to be big.
Was it television or stills?
Stills. It's a calendar show. It's magazine. You know, like magazines for magazines. You know, and stills. And,
The way he's talking. I love it.
We had some fun. And we had another bloke with us. And he's a lovely fella, but he was part of Love Island.
I'm pretty sure it's Love Island.
You two and a bloke from Love Island.
I didn't get a chance to
have
a decent yarn to him because there was a lot of people around. But there was a lot of questions I had for him, obviously. But no, he was a lovely bloke, really lovely fella, good looking rooster.
Yeah, he was on Love Island. So I done. His name's Reed Pollack. Pollock. Right. I done one with him last time, and I got into a couple of good chats with him about Love Island.
Okay, yep.
He was the bad guy, portrayed as the bad guy.
Right.
He looked nothing, well, didn't seem anything like a bad guy. Mm. He's a wonderful kid.
We know these shows, they can take angles.
Yeah. He was lovely.
He did say a few things that I understand.
Oh, really?
But he was proud of it. Good on him. Mate, he went on the show.
He owned it.
Single. Yeah. Get in there, mate.
Yeah, you might have to tell some of these stories off here.
Do it his best.
Well, boys, big, big news day. It took two board meetings on the same day. It seemed just to delay the inevitable. Coach Jason Demetrio sacked 48 hours out of their match against Penrith. With the club sitting last on the ladder after eight rounds, reports say that Demetrio had prepared a submission to the board vowing to turn it around. But in the end, last night, the news came through at what, close to 7:30, that he's out as Bunnies coach with Ben Hornby to be the interim head coach for the remainder of the 2024 season. I was just thinking, and obviously two board meetings, you got to remember with Souths, the ownership, Russell Crowe, James Packer, Mike Kenham-Brooks, and they might all be friendly, but imagine sort of getting everyone, like getting alignment in that club would have to be difficult.
Oh, no, there's no doubt about that because there's a lot of alpha males, you know, and they'd all want their own opinion heard and they'd all want whatever decision they made to happen. It was always going to be difficult for Jason to keep his job when he didn't get a chance to present to the board because that just sounded like they'd made their decision. The only decision to make was, one, who was going to be the interim coach, and two, who was our target, and can we get that target so we can announce who it is when we sack Jason? So I think that was the reason why they sort of wanted to come back the second time, plus the hours of the day, because people are overseas. And it looks as though Wayne Bennett is the number one target, which we all thought it would be. You have to feel sorry for Jason Demetrio. I think he can coach. I think he'd be a wonderful coach. He'd be someone that the players would respect. But unfortunately, for whatever reason, he just hasn't been able to get the best out of this playing group. So the players themselves need to take a hard look inside the four walls and work out why they haven't performed well. Are they united as much as they're telling us? Because that's all we've heard is they're united. They're all on the same page, but they're certainly not playing like that. And it's always easy to blame a coach, and it's easy to get rid of one coach. But I do feel for him, but I know it's a results-driven business. It was always going to be difficult for him to hold on to his position after the results last week. And they got Penrith this week. So good luck, Ben Hornby, trying to turn the ship around in the next 48 hours.
Stunning turnaround, Grubby. This was a club that was, what I think it was, 9-1 or 10-1 at about, well, close to the midway point of last season. It has just completely fallen apart.
That playing group have absolutely thrown him to the wolves. Honestly. He stood up for them. He really did. And we've spoken about this before. The whole Sam Burgess and Souths incident that happened, the playing group had something to do with that. I don't know who or what, but I can nearly guarantee, I don't know 100%, but they had something to do with that. And JD backed them. And I feel really sorry for him. When I seen him walk out yesterday,
He was a defeated man.
Because he's just gone, well, what more do I do? I've got a bunch of guys here that, Mido, you just said were 10-1, and now there's not much change in the team. If anything, they've got, you know, they've picked up Jack Whiten. So if you're not telling me that's attitude, if you're not telling me that's culture, I'll give up.
At the moment, they'll point to injuries as well, but yeah, nearly every club goes through those periods, don't they? It's just fallen apart. The one bloke we'd love to hear from.
But they were going poorly before the injuries.
Oh, they were.
And if you say that Campbell Graham was missing, well, they had Jack to come in. Mm. So they've still got the same squad. It would have been stronger with Campbell Graham there. But like their forwards, Kepi was playing. Latrell has only been out the last couple of weeks. Cody's not playing as well as what he has done. Cookie's not playing as well as he has done in the past. Latrell hasn't played anywhere near what the expectations were after seeing him in round one. We all thought, geez, he's going to have a big year. And that's fallen flat.
Their forwards good enough, Loz?
I don't think they're tough enough. Oh, I shouldn't say tough enough, because everyone that plays first grade is tough. But I just don't think at the moment they've got enough aggression. And defensively, they haven't got that steel to get forward quickly off their line and have that real tough attitude to cover up their inside, make good first up contact, be strong on the ground. And when things go against them, they tend to not be as competitive and just stand there and wait. And if you're standing there and waiting as a defensive unit, people are just going to have momentum built up as they get into the line, and it's hard to stop them. You know, you might bring them down, but they get a fast play of the ball, they're coming at you again. So, yeah, defensively, that's an area. And their forwards just haven't got that attitude that you need. Hard, tough, aggressive. I haven't seen it this year.
Well, look at their previous packs they've had. The Burgess brothers, when they were on fire, they were the most aggressive pack in the comp. They were coming at you. They were coming at you left, right and centre, and they haven't got that anymore. They haven't got that siege mentality.
No.
You're right. They get dictated to a lot now. And then I understand as well, then they're expected, so Latrell and Cody are all expected to just do the same stuff while the platform isn't set.
Yeah.
So I do understand that sort of thing. Interesting comments from Gus a couple of nights ago. He said South's, you know, the board and all and the higher people, when they were going well, they still weren't planning for the future. And I just thought it was interesting. It's true, isn't it? Like, so right now, the Dogs were going for a bit of a tough period and trying to sign all these players. And but he was saying that while they were going great, he doesn't think that they were planning still for the future.
Like through their pathways.
Through their pathways and stuff. So. Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was an interesting comment.
I heard Brayton Astor on 360 last night say similar, that all their junior teams really struggled just in the rep comps that have all just finished. So maybe those Souths have been, you know, it's rugby league area, South Sydney, and, you know, it's a bit of a nursery, isn't it, that part of Sydney? And they just haven't really produced those juniors. And the ones
they had high hopes for the juniors. They had high hopes for Lachlan Ilias. They had high hopes. And they've got high hopes for Jai Gray. They've got high hopes for Tyrone Munro. But we haven't seen a lot of those two guys. But it's in their forwards at the moment that you sort of look at and go, well, where's the next ones coming through? Talis Duncan. You know, but these players haven't been given a lot of time to play first grade. They've stuck with the more experienced guys, and I understand that. But it might be time to sort of give a lot of these guys an opportunity when they come back from injury, like the Munros, get Talis Duncan into the squad somewhere, and give them more regular football. But I don't think Wayne will be going there to worry about the pathways. I don't think he'll be worried about going there and building for the future. But if Wayne's going there, he's going there to win a competition, and he's going there to worry about the first grade team. He's not going there to worry about the Jersey Flag or the SG Ball.
I'll say one thing, Loz. If that South team at the moment, if you are a young kid coming in there, like Lachie Ilias, gee, it'd be hard. Well, it's all on you. They've thrown him to the Wolves as well. Poor Lachie Ilias has sort of come in there trying to find his feet in first grade, and you know, he had some really good games, but then when he had the poor games, he just took all the brunt of it. And I get it, when you're playing in the halves in first grade, you're going to cop it. But at the same time, gee, I'd love some of their leaders to step up at times.
It's funny, Grubby, isn't it? Because as a halfback, I reckon you've got to have a different personality to most. And one of those personalities, you have to be very good with your vocals. You've got to be a talker. You've got to be... I shouldn't say half a smart ass, but you've got to be able to control people, and you've got to be able to talk to people, and you've got to be very smart and witty and be able to sort of direct and not take BS from a lot of people. And you've got to be strong in what you think and do. Just wondering whether that's Lockie's personality. Because all the good halfbacks that I played with or knew, a lot of them were, even if they weren't that cheeky, they were very good at talking. And that's one of the strengths that a half back needs. I don't know Lockie that well.
How do you? I just find it be so hard going into that team when you've got, you know, Cody and Latrell, and to try and dictate to both of them if they're not happy to say, look, mate, this is your team.
Yeah.
Because realistically, it's the halfback's team, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you go into to a squad. And if you want, you know, we see it now with Sam Walker. He's taken over that Roosters team. But you've got guys like Joey Manu and all the other blokes in that squad that have been there for a long time that would be happy to give it to him. It's not always about Joey Manu. It's not always about Hargraves. They're letting him take over that team.
Job.
You can see. Mm. But I just feel for some reason in that South squad, they wouldn't let someone come in and be the man.
That's what I think.
I think it'd be very hard to come in as a young half and say, here, mate, here's the keys. And this is why I'm a bit scared for Dodd. What's going to happen? He's coming over here.
That's what his personality's like. I reckon if you're a personality, strong personality, I think you can. But I get what you're saying.
Mm.
I get what you're saying. If you're not confident to tell senior players what to do, then being a halfback's not your role. Because you have to be able to go, hey, you over there, you be quiet.
Yep.
You, I need you to do X, Y, and Z. And for me, all the good halfbacks that I played with, that's one trait they had. And they had that from a young age, as soon as they walked into first grade.
Well, I know for a fact, all guys over in England, there's a lot of them, they love to come to Australia. But they are a bit nervous about coming over. They all say it. Like, they all act like, oh, I'd get over there and I'd kill it. But when you break it down, have a few beers with them and stuff, they're like, yeah, it's a lot of pressure. So you got Dodd coming over from St. Helens, who's one of the biggest clubs over there. He's probably watched Latrell and Cody. He's only young. He probably watched them, idolised them. So if he comes here and you know, he tries to take over, be like, nah, leave it to us, mate. Like, what does he do there? He's come from another country, out of his comfort zone. Mm. So many factors that are going to go into it. He has to be what you're saying, Loz. He has to come in there and just say, listen here, boys. I've come over here to literally run the show. And this is where I feel, you know, even whoever goes into the coaching, all the coaching staff have got to give him that confidence to take over. Because obviously it's not working what's going on right now.
Isn't it funny? 12 months ago, I remember we were having conversations. Oh, it was a win-win, the Lachie Ilias, Adam Reynolds leaving to Brisbane thing. Now, Reynolds going to the Broncos is looking like one of the great blunders as far as South in recent times when it comes
about,
to
I'm
signings.
I'm talking about how Brisbane had made the mistake.
Because of his body.
Body, yeah. Mm. He's into his third year and he's about to sign for a fourth year
where
he wanted a two-year contract. So, but again, yeah, you can sit back and go through all these issues, but I would still say last year, after 10 rounds or 11 rounds, they were leading the comp.
It was looking good.
Mm. So they've got the ability there.
Heir to the throne. Demetrio sacked as Bunnies target Bennett. Hornby fills coach void. Back page of the Daily Telegraph today. The Herald. Souths part ways with coach Demetrio after horror one. Rabbits in a hole, power play, paralysing Souths. Back page of the Courier Mail. Rabbit punch, South sack Demetrio, door open for Bennett. Going, gone. That's on the back page of the Australian today. And Souths did put out a statement last night and just really stated the obvious, saying, following a meeting of the football club board in conjunction with club management, it has been decided the club needs to go in a new direction with its coaching following a less than satisfactory series of results over the 2023 and 2024 seasons. And just some quotes there from Blake Solly. Now, Blake Solly will face the media at 8:15 this morning, Eastern Standard Time. And unfortunately, Cookie has been told by the club that they've got to leave all media commitments until after Blake Solly has addressed the team and the media tomorrow. So, unfortunately, Cookie, club directive, not on this morning. We'll have Cookie on, I think he's going to come on Friday after they play on Thursday night. Yeah. So, we'll, you know, that's not Cookie's fault. That's what clubs do. So, they're waiting for Blake Solly to address the media and also the team. So, no Cookie this morning.
Oh, that's fair enough. I understand how it all works. Blake is going to front the media today and he'll be asked a lot of questions. There's no denying that Blake Solly's a good administrator. A lot of people talk about Blake in the highest possible regard and talk about him you know, being an excellent operator. So a lot of people will be asking questions today about how it got to this and the plan forward for South Sydney, because there's a lot of supporters out there that, you know, are worried about the direction of the club, and they're just wanting some answers, and they want to know why they haven't had the start to the year, why Sam Burgess left last year. I still don't think that's been cleaned up enough. Even though you don't want to go back and reopen it, you want to try and move forward. But it's hard not to revisit that when everything is going down like it is at the moment.
Well, if you're doing an investigation now on how you got here...
Well, you go back to that.
You go back to that, don't you? Big time. Wouldn't you love to hear from him, Big Sammy?
What he actually thinks.
Because it was just so... Like, he left, what was it? Was it a week? It was just before the finals. And they were still in the hunt. And all of a sudden, he's upped and gone. I mean, you can't tell me. We all know. I mean, we all know that he just looked at the situation there and went, I'm out. Yeah. And he got the job with Warrington.
Yeah. Well, I think Grubb hit the nail on top of the head when he said Jason Demetrio backed the players and the board backed
Demetrio.
Jason. And it's backfired. That chain of command is obviously hasn't worked. You know, they all tried to be supportive of one another. But someone within that link or a group within that link has let it down.
Someone's got it wrong.
So it's either the board's got it wrong, the coach has got it wrong, or the playing group have got it horribly wrong. And as it stands at the moment, to me it looks like the playing group are the ones that aren't performing. Because board, coach have backed the players. And the players just haven't responded.
Well, what I heard was Sam, well, now in Warrington, you hear the Warrington players, obviously they're halfway through the season now, but they said that Sam put them through the hardest training they've ever trained at. But Warrington are leading the comp now, top two. So I think Sam was trying to implement that at South, and they just didn't like it. And not what the attitude would be, Sam, you're done, mate. We don't want to train this hard. We don't want this. We don't want to do all this wrestle and all. Because I don't think... So when Bennett was at South, I don't think he actually done much wrestling with him. And that was, you know... And we'd always be at the Dogs or wherever I was going, how good's that? No wrestle. But...
You need to do it.
You need to do it. So I reckon that's what's happened. And they've just tried to be like, you know, well, why would we change that? Why are we going to do this now, Sam? And I don't know. Like you said, someone has got in someone's ear and it's gone to... You know, higher up, and then someone said, "Well, yeah, we don't really need Sam here now. He's finished. His legacy's finished." But it's not for what he done for that club. He should be there for a very, very long time. And someone, whoever it was, or whatever bunch of players, or whoever, shouldn't have been able to get rid of him. And now look what he's done. And he's gone over there, and he's coaching. Warrington aren't a great team, but they're playing great footy. So it's just, yeah, I don't like it, and I agree with him, though. I'd love for him to come back and say, you know what, I'm coming back, but I'm going to tell my side exactly what happened, and there might be some people that won't like this.
Yeah.
But if you want me back at South, this is what's going to happen.